2.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I must oppose very strongly what the negative team has said today. Their points have many mistakes, and I will refute them all. Their first point was atmosphere. The negative team believes that if students wear uniforms, they will be more serious, study harder, and learn more. This is wrong for 5 reasons. First, there's no connection between working hard and wearing uniforms. For example, many computer programmers do not wear uniforms, but they still work very hard. Second, uniforms don't always make good students. Many students wear uniforms but are not serious about schoolwork. Seriousness comes from inside your heart, not from your clothes. Third, students should learn to be serious and responsible all the time, not only when they're wearing uniforms. If students wear casual clothes in school, they connect working hard with relaxed clothing. This makes them more responsible all their lives. Fourth, uniforms look more serious than they really are. Because all students wear uniforms, a lazy student may look serious to a teacher. Teachers may not see which students need special help until it's too late. Fifth, uniforms make a boring atmosphere where everyone thinks the same way. Schools should be interesting and creative. Uniforms make a poor atmosphere for schools. The second negative point was equality. They believe that if there were no uniforms, rich students would wear better clothes and become more popular than poor students. This point is wrong for 3 reasons. First, when students wear uniforms, rich students will have expensive accessories or drive expensive cars, or use expensive calculators. Even with uniforms, rich students can always show their wealth. Poor students will always feel that they need money. If we abolish uniforms, this will not change. Second, if there are no uniforms, it will be easier for poorer students. There are thousands of clothing stores, and most of them have sales. It's easier to find cheap clothes that look expensive than to find cheap gadgets that look expensive. Third, in the real world, many people are rich and many people are poor. Students have to learn how to relate with people of all different wealths. It's bad for students to hide from reality by wearing uniforms. Her third point was bullying. The negative team believes that students will be bullied because of their clothes. But really, uniforms make bullying more common. Students bully students who are different from them. Uniforms send the message that everyone should be the same, so it's okay to hurt different people. When students choose their own clothes, the message is that being different is okay, and it's wrong to hurt people because they're different. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, the negative team believes that casual clothes are destructive in school. But really, it's uniforms that are destructive. The negative team's points about atmosphere, equality, and bullying support our side more than theirs. For these reasons, I ask you to support our side today and vote to abolish uniforms.